With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what it is. It's time for a Carmen call right now on Power 93.5. Our girl Carmen gets silly every weekday morning at this time.
Now, Carmen, she's letting a chick know that her man was deported because he was way too much of a chicken to escape. Yep, it gets complicated.
It always does. It's Carmen on Power 93.5.
Hello?
Hola, is this...
Yeah, this is...
Hi there, my name is Carmen, and I'm friends with your boyfriend... I met him a few months ago while we were both waiting to get deported, and I told him about my escape plans.
Your escape plans?
Yes, because we were both detained by immigration, and we were handcuffed to a bench together.
Listen, you know, who is this?
Listen, you get really close to someone when you're handcuffed to a bench with them for a couple of days, okay? And I told him how I was going to escape, but he was too p***y to join.
Listen, if you don't start making sense right now...
I was handcuffed to your husband for a couple of days. And I don't mean like in the way that I usually am handcuffed to men. I was handcuffed because we were both waiting to be deported, okay? He told me if my escape plan worked that you would help hide me.
First of all, he's not my husband. He's my boyfriend.
Well, obviously he's not your husband, because if he was your husband, they wouldn't have deported his
Right.
Right.
I'm upset with him that he left.
I don't know if you know this or not. He didn't leave. He was deported.
I know he was deported. I don't need you to tell me that.
Well, you're thinking that he just, like, walked out of the country. You can't just walk back to Nigeria.
What the f*** are you talking about walking back to Nigeria?
I need to hide out somewhere. And he told me that you'd help me if I got out.
What is that I'm hearing? What is that?
That's the cops and the dogs. They must have got my scent. Because I
don't... I'm not going to help you. This is crazy. Don't even get me involved in this shit. I don't even know why.
You're on speakerphone. They're going to hear you.
Why would you put me on speakerphone if you're trying to hide?
Because I have my hoop earrings in.
Your hoop earrings?
Because...
What are you talking about?
My hoop earrings. I don't want to take them out because if I get arrested, I want to look sexy in my mugshot.
Your mugshot. You know what? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Stupid.
Now that we've got Carmen out of the way, the dilemma of the day is next. Think of it as group therapy.
You got something to say?
It's the dilemma of the day, and it happens next with the Hitman and Miranda. Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.